We're in space, moving towards what looks like an enormous giant eye, looking right at us. Around the brightly shining pupil in the middle are faint circles, just like when you drop a rock into a lake, reminiscent of a human iris. Inside those rings is a twisted, elongated structure, a croissant of space dust. The dust spirals off in two directions, and in the middle, a brightly shining cloud of hot gas. Together, it all looks like the giant eye of a cat. We just took a tour around the Cat's Eye Nebula. Let's ask an expert what exactly that is.
My name is Rodolfo Montez Jr., and I'm an astrophysicist at the Chandra X-ray Center. I study evolved and dying stars. So the Cat's Eye Nebula is really spectacular to me because it really showcases all of the difficulties that we have in understanding these objects, these evolved stars, and what will happen to them in the nebula that they form around them.
So what's a nebula? When a sun-like star is nearing the end of its life, it kind of separates in two. The core contracts while the outer layers are shed and pushed away from the core.
Eventually, you blow that material out, and that's what goes in to form the nebula, and you're left with just the core in the middle.
So it's just a sphere of star material around the leftover star core, right? But that's not what the Cat's Eye Nebula looks like. It's got many rings of dust around the center.
And it looks concentric, so it indicates that in the past, the material that's blowing off this star was blowing off in a very symmetric way.
But then inside of that, there's this whole other structure that looks a lot like this colorful croissant, or as others saw it, a cat's eye.
That's really the question that we've been trying to answer about how you form these nebulae and how you get these exotic shapes from something that starts more or less orderly and ends up very chaotic like this. There are several people who believe that it's due to binary interactions. So maybe you, instead of the one star that we see, you see there are two stars down there. And those two stars could be interacting in a way that's causing this disruption.
And that disruption would create these beautiful shapes. But why is that important? Well, as astrophysicist Carl Sagan famously said, we are star stuff. The chemical elements produced in stars eventually find their way into new stars and solar systems, and planets, and us.
It's how you recycle material into the universe. When you blow these material away from the star into these nebula, you're releasing that material, and that eventually will find its way into the next generation of stars. And so those stars have a head start on the amount of carbon, oxygen, helium, and other elements. And so whether or not every star will make these nebula and have enough energy to push that material out, that's a big question that we can't answer unless we know how we form these nebula.
But there is something much closer to home that we can learn about by studying this cat's eye far away in our galaxy.
I think it's really cool to think about in the context of our own sun. Our own sun is supposed to make a nebula around it, but right now we're not confident that it will. We're not confident how the sun will end its life in 4 billion years. It does come back to how stars die, how our own sun will die, and whether or not all of the stars will form nebula like this, or only those that are in binary systems.
And believe it or not, our own sun might actually be in a binary system. Sort of.
It could be that Jupiter will have some role in that. Jupiter could play the role of a binary star. And it could actually be the thing that causes the disruption and the outflow and helps enhance that outflow of material to make these beautiful nebular shapes.
From studying the Cat's Eye Nebula, we can find out the possible futures of our own solar system. If Jupiter is massive enough, the planet and star together might turn our solar system into, say, a beautiful Snake's Eye Nebula. Or a baguette, depending on how you see it.